This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 800-259-9231. You can also join us on our website, freetalklive.com. The site allows you to influence the stories, the stuff that you'll hear on these very airwaves. You can go and submit whatever it is you want to from the internet world. You can even put in a blog post or a link to a news article or video or whatever it is you think our audience will enjoy. You put it up there, and then everybody else gets to vote on it, and you get to vote on things that you didn't put up on the site. So the most popular voted, most voted stories within a given specific time window will be promoted to the front page of our website, to the top of our website. And that means that it's more likely that Mark and myself will see them and talk about them on the air. But, of course, the primary reason we're here is to take your phone calls about what you want, and we're going to go to the phones and the fun to start things out here tonight. But coming up, we'll tell you about the world's oldest marijuana stash. First, it's Ryan in Texas. Ryan, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys. How are you doing today?
Ryan, what's on your mind?
I'm here to take control of your show. I'm going to push all the buttons on your board there. actually, I was just wondering, I know you even like to do a lot of civil disobedience, and, you know, you're not afraid to go as far as the cops will take you. And I know Mark is shies away from that, and he promised his wife that he wouldn't go to jail. But being that you are the liberty people, you are no doubt targets for, you know, bureaucrats and police if it comes down to it. So I was wondering if you had a contingency plan for your show if you were to both somehow go to jail at the same time and would miss the show. Is that why you're, you know, training your co-hosts on weekends? Like, did that come into the idea?
Well, I think to some extent that's the reason why, one of the reasons why I've had a bunch of different co-hosts on this program is so in the event of something unexpected happening that others could take over the reins. And of course, it's not called the Mark and Ian Show. It's called Free Talk Live. So that was one of the good reasons to name it Free Talk Live. And of course, I always hated shows with I never liked the idea of naming a show after the host. I think it's very egotistical. And so, absolutely. We've got enough co-hosts to where hopefully they could step in. I don't know if they could handle – we've got a whole bunch of them, so hopefully they could handle covering the whole week. If not, our network could always run, the occasional refeed or something like that. So, the answer is yes. We've got plenty of people who can step in and fill our shoes.
We also have equipment in diverse places, so we don't actually have to – you know, if the studio were shut down for whatever reason, we could still do the show that way too.
That's true. Does that answer your question?
Oh, yep, sure does. And I just wanted to make one last little shout-out for Mark, because I know you get picked on a lot by all the, you know, total anarchists and total voluntarists for your minarchist views. And, you know, I just want to say that there are some people out there that find you reasonable, and I'm one of them. So, you know, all my love to you, Mark.
I think I've got cornered the market on reasonable on this show.
Let's continue. Thanks, Ryan, for the call. Talk to Corey in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Corey.
Hi, how you doing tonight, Ian?
Hey, it's Corey from the Voice of Radical Dissent, one of the shows on the Liberty Radio Network. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was going to call in and talk about some harassment that is being aimed my way by both Kevin Medler, who is the chair of the Libertarian Party of Ohio and at-large member of the Libertarian National Convention, along with Wayne Allen Root, who is also an at-large member.
Before you do that, you called in a few days ago from the Libertarian Party's convention, and I, as a former Libertarian Party participant who has since publicly resigned a couple of years ago, you know, still kind of have a minor interest in or curiosity as to what's going on with the Libertarian Party. And
it's my favorite political party.
And this weekend there was the convention, and normally at these conventions there's, oh boy, are there some boring parts where they do all this business and you know, they got the Roberts Rules of Order, and it's very regimented and annoying. But during those procedures, they typically do things like, people are running for chairman of the party. I don't know what other offices they're running for within the party, but there was a concerted effort, as I understand it, especially from your call this weekend, an effort by the so-called radicals in the LP, the people that maybe of more to my liking as far as their viewpoint, being more principled than some of the unprincipled people that have come in and taken over the party from the inside and watered it down and just destroyed the message of liberty in the Libertarian Party, which is the reason why I left. So the radicals, the Libertarian Radical Caucus, was supposed to come in there and win the party back for liberty, win the party back for principle, and we've never heard from anybody as to what exactly transpired. So I want to get to what you have to say about Wayne Root, who is one of the unprincipled people who's busy taking over the party and has assisted in that process. But in general, was there any kind of victory? Was there any kind of success for the radicals over the weekend?
Well, I heard they were trying to take out a plank within the platform that would have basically said the libertarians don't care one way or another about the war, about any war, you know. But from my understanding, the actual plank was replaced with a stronger plank that basically says that we are directly opposed against both wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. And I believe it also said something across the lines of any other aggressions that the government would want to do against the rest of the world.
Okay. Did Ernie Hancock from the Declare Your Independence show, did he happen to win the chair race? I know that he was running.
No. The chair race was really kind of interesting. There were five candidates. It was Wayne Allen Root, John J. Myers, Mark Hinkle, George Phillies, and Ernie Hancock. Well, in the first round, George Phillies was eliminated, and John
sure
J. Myers.
He's such a nice guy.
I sure do like George,
but he just doesn't have the. What do you want? What's the term for what George doesn't have?
You need to have the political backing, and I don't know, you know, what it takes. It seems like he's great at the research.
No, I don't know about the political backing. I'm kind of looking more for like a word describing his presentation of himself. I mean, he's very well presented as far as, like, you know, he puts on a suit like most of the people doing that sort of thing do, but he sort of has a voice that it just doesn't bode well, I don't think, for somebody who's trying to be taken seriously. And I don't mean that as a slight against George. I just, you know, I'm just trying to throw it out there as possibly one of the reasons why he may not be the best representation, face, if you will, or in this case, voice for the party.
I think he was the one I voted for president in 2008.
I voted for him, too, when he was running in 08. So, anyway, continue on. You said he was eliminated, et cetera. Go on.
And, I would agree with you, too. George, I was glad to meet him. He was a very nice guy. And, John J. Myers, I guess he was kind of like a fusion candidate that kind of like you get along with everyone. I drunkenly support him, so I did throw my ballot his way the first time. He got up and he pretty much conceded the race because it was inevitable he would be eliminated next. Well, they did another ballot, and Ernie Hancock ended up getting eliminated. But he actually did pretty well. He got at least like one fifth of the vote. So, I mean, that's pretty impressive in my opinion.
If Ernie had won, that would have been, I think, a good sign about the LP because he's a pretty principled dude. I mean, I've listened to a number of hours of his program on the Liberty Radio Network when he's been on every day in the afternoons right before Free Talk Live. And that guy's got his chops together as far as his belief system is concerned. So he gets knocked out. All right.
Okay. Yeah, and I that's who I voted for again. I mean, I like Ernie. I've always been kind of a fan of what he's done. So, but anyway, yeah, Ernie gets eliminated, and it's down to Wayne and Mark Hinkle. Well, I guess that everyone just disliked Wayne so much that that he got eliminated, and Mark Hinkle became the chair of the party.
So, would you say that's a good choice? I mean, overall.
Here's a break coming up. Do you want to talk about that on the other side?
I'll tell you what, we definitely want to come back and talk about what happened to you because this Wayne Root guy is apparently coming after you. You recorded some audio conversation with him, and he didn't like that very much. We'll come back with more here in a few moments with Corey. It's Free Talk Live. Bring up anything. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, ZenFacts, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
If you suffer from poor sleep,
you've got to try MyPillow.
Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose?
Except poor sleep.
Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow for the rest of your life.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are for free, so enjoy those, including our listening options. We've got live streams. Actually, we've got broadband and dial-up versions of live streams. Plus, our webcam is available for you, as well as listen lines that allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance and listen into Free Talk Live around the clock. Head on over to listen.freetalklive.com.
Speaking of dialing in long distance, here's Mike Buck with Nature Bee to call in and tell us about Nature Bee. Mike Buck, you there?
Hello there, guys. You couldn't get any further away from Keene than here in Hawaii, that's for sure. And I'll tell you something. Doesn't matter whether your neck of the woods or our neck of the woods. In these tough times, we are all so doggone busy, we're just not eating right, and it reflects in our condition. So here comes Nature Bee Plant Pollen, the absolute perfect supplement with every vitamin, amino acid, mineral, and antioxidant you need for that strong, good immune system.
Now, I know that Nature Bee is full of micronutrients. Is it all natural, too?
100%. The only thing in the pollen, in the capsules, is pure plant pollen. No additives, preservatives, not even any color, no sugar, starch, none of that stuff. And because Nature Bee is not a drug or a stimulant or a medicine, you keep it right there on the kitchen table. It's safe for the whole family.
Yeah, that's right. It's just food. It sure helped me with digestive issues, and I can tell you I'm sleeping more soundly than I've ever slept in my life. Go ahead and tell us how we can get a better deal on Nature Bee.
Yep, whether you're ordering or reordering your Nature Bee, we got a great deal. Free Talk Live, listen to this. $99.95 for a huge six-month supply, three extra months. That's where it runs down to 37 pennies a day. And don't forget, money-back guarantee, so you have no risk. Toll free, you call New Zealand, we get it rushed right to you, 1-866-834-8355. Got to write it down in pieces. 1-866, that's easy, 834-8355. Or everybody can remember this, Nature Bee Online. That's naturebee.com.
That's right. Don't forget the 100% money-back guarantee. It's only 37 cents today, and you can join me and order Nature Bee today. Call 866-834-8355 or order online at naturebee.com.
All right, so we continue here taking your phone calls about anything. Corey is with us on the line in Ohio. And, Corey, you host your own show, The Voice of Radical Dissent. It appears on the Liberty Radio Network at libertyradionetwork.com. And you went to the Libertarian Party National Convention this weekend, and apparently it was conveniently located in Ohio this year, which is where you are also located. Is that right?
I thought it was Missouri.
No, it was in Missouri. It was in St. Louis.
Oh, Missouri. Okay.
Got your ear to the ground there, huh, Ian?
Yeah, well, I don't really pay close attention to what the LP does.
Finger on the pulse of politics today in America.
Not at all. Not really that interested, but a mild curiosity on my part. And so you were informing us that it wasn't a total loss for Liberty this year, as Wayne Allen Root did not win for the competition for the party's chair. I don't know who the guy was that did win, but I know he's not Wayne Allen Root. And I figure that you know, it could have been worse.
Well, he seems like a guy that can get along with all the factions, and by what I understand, he appears to be a pretty principled person, at least from what I've heard. So, you know, that's fine. That's great to hear that at least someone was elected that actually cares about liberty somewhat, you know, and not just using the word libertarian to win office.
So, but back to Wayne Root.
Using the word libertarian to win office.
back to Wayne Root. This guy ran for the vice presidential nomination for the Libertarian Party, which you would say normally would be reason enough to say who? I mean, most people don't know who this character is, but he's somebody who's trying to make a power play within the Libertarian Party. He doesn't get the principle that the party was based on, and still claims to adhere to, but based on their press releases and such, it's clear that they don't understand it at the National Party, which is that I don't support the initiation or support or advocate the initiation of force to achieve political or social goals. And this guy did manage to get the nod for the VP position a couple years ago when he was running with Bob Barr, and I'm not sure which of the two is worse. But he definitely proved to everybody who was watching during that campaign that he didn't really get it about liberty. And so you went up to have a conversation with him.
Yeah, it's funny because we went up there to have a conversation with Wayne. And actually, just to go back real quick, I do have to mention one thing. The person that I told you guys last time, he was bribing people to come up there. And it was the guy that was along with me in this conversation, Curtis Liston, who's running for state house chair out here in Ohio. And he pretty much told him, we'll pay your way if you vote for Wayne. So just to put that out there. But they also wanted us to talk to Wayne to get him to convince us to vote for him as chair. Well, the first time we went to talk to him, he pretty much blew us off. And so we went and had lunch and we came back and we finally got to talk to him. And we were in a public area. We were right in front of where the convention is being held out. It's like a convention area, and then there's, like, you know, there were doors. Mm-hmm. We're standing right outside of it within, like, 2 or 3 feet. And I, one of the other guys we're with brought a tape recorder. It was like one of those tiny digital ones.
Right.
And I stuck it in my pocket, and I pushed record, and we were just talking to Wayne, and I wasn't sure if I was going to use it or not. I didn't tell him we were going to record. I figured that it was perfectly legal because we were in a public area, and there was no reasonable expectation of privacy. So I record this conversation, and in it, Wayne pretty much said he was willing to win at all costs, including lying. He talked about how great Barack Obama was, at least his strategy to become the president.
Hmm.
So, you know, I take that and I clean it up and I upload it on the podcast, and I get an email yesterday from the state chair of the Libertarian Party of Ohio, Kevin Nedler, who basically tells me that in a passive aggressive way that he's angry at me for doing such a thing. I emailed him back and I told him that both legally and ethically I had the right to do this because this is a tactic that is often used by investigative journalists in many news stations around the country.
Yeah, it catches people putting their foot in their mouth, and he's certainly a public personality. I think you're
public place. This is at the convention. It seems to me that I
fully within his rights.
Yeah, maybe he didn't have that expectation, but that's the way the game of politics is played. And you know, if libertarian candidates are going to be running for office, they've got to be prepared for stuff like that, I guess.
So what's the threat here, Corey? I mean, do you think they're going to do something, or are they just trying to say, hey, you've been bad, we don't like you?
I have received an email. I received a phone call that they were talking with on their internal email list about me. They've said some very, very disgusting things about me and including the people I was with, and they really didn't have anything to do with it. I emailed Kevin and took it down at first before I got some legal advice because I was afraid they were going to do something. And he emailed me back and said they have already contacted their lawyers. So they are at least anticipating bringing me to court over.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, would it be the Libertarian Party of Ohio that would take you to court, or would it be Wayne Root? It would be Wayne Root, I'd imagine.
I don't know. And you know what? Wayne hasn't actually sent me an email. He's sent other people involved with this an email, but he has not actually sent me an email.
It just goes to show how petty some of these people in politics within the Libertarian Party can be and how political it really is on the inside. If you've got some final thoughts, you're welcome to share them here in a moment. More coming up. You can also take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcast?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from KeroStove. KeroStove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at kerostove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164. And ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at kerostove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to kerostove.com. Kero Stove for family emergency solutions.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll free. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We'll give you the features on the site for free. Those other talk show hosts, they're charging you. They want $5, $6, $7 a month. Ours is zero. So enjoy over at freetalklive.com. In fact, some of those features include our news updates. You can get be kept in the loop as to what's going on with the show. Just get signed up for free over at news.freetalklive.com. We've got email updates. We've got Twitter, Facebook, so whichever one of those methods is preferable to you, you may choose it. You can also choose all three if you want. Really want to be kept in the loop. Go to news.freetalklive.com. In fact, I just sent out a news update today, Mark. We've got a new chat room program. Now, the chat room is still the same place it's always been.
But nothing's changed as far as usability.
Right. So if you've been using, hold on.
Yeah.
If you've been using our chat room with another client, another chat client, because it's an IRC chat, and for those of you that are on the internet, that means that it's interoperable. You can use different software to access our chat room. So if you don't like the little, if you don't like the chat room window we put on our webpage, that's okay. You can download one of a myriad of other programs that can do the very same thing in a way that you might like. So it makes it so anybody can customize their chat experience to whatever. However they might like. But we can only have one application on our website. So built into our site, there's only one. And one of our administrators in the chat came up with something today that was a little bit better than the one that we had before from a performance perspective.
The other one we had before was a hog.
Apparently so.
Absolutely. It slowed my computer down.
Really? Okay. Yeah. As I understood it, that I didn't realize that, but one of the chatters
How
today,
would you? I mean, you've got this hot rod sitting under the desk.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't – you've got a quad core.
Yeah.
I mean, one computer works on the chat room, and then the other three do something else.
So the listener in there, Boner Joe, gave me the suggestion or informed me that the existing chat was a little bit of a, you know, it was taking up like 10% of his system resources in order, his computer, to actually run it, which could have meant that one of the reasons, that could have been the cause for some people as far as why they were having trouble with our webcam, because the can is on the same page as the chat room. And so if the chat room is bogging the computer down a little bit, that may mean the webcam doesn't perform as it should. And so hopefully the change that we made today to a different, more streamlined, less burdensome chat client will make things run smoother. So enjoy that over at cam.freetalklive.com. But that information went out first on the updates list. So again, cam.freetalklive.com. And by the way, the webcam brought to you by memorydealers.com. I think Corey is still with us from Ohio. The voice of radical dissent, Corey Moore, is with us. Corey, are you there?
Yeah, I am.
All right, so Wayne Ellenroot, this political hack that is trying to take over the Libertarian Party and at one point had actually been nominated for their vice presidential candidacy, was trying to take it over as far as being the chair of the party this weekend at their convention. And I guess kudos to them for not electing him, although they're still, I think, lost in the darkness as far as their adherence to the liberty principle is concerned. Nonetheless, he didn't win, and so now he's gone ahead and is apparently threatening to sue you over the fact that you allegedly recorded him having a conversation with you in what was a public place with, on top of that, a public personality. And so they're getting their panties all in a wad about this, and they're sending threatening emails to you. Now, it's not Wayne, I guess, himself. It's people that he knows. Is that right? Wait, have I recapped this appropriately?
Pretty much, yeah. And really what it is their intimidation technique. See, really this is kind of being aimed at more at my friend and fellow libertarian, Curtis Liston, who is running for a state chair here in Ohio, and he's been receiving a lot of emails from these people too that are basically telling him he needs to leave the party, he needs to drop out of this race. And let me remind them, if they're listening, that out of any race in Ohio, he has been the most successful. And they want him to drop out of his race.
Why are they going after him? What was his role in this? I mean, you recorded the conversation allegedly, so.
Because he was there, I don't know.
I see.
He's a better target. I mean, there's obviously people that he's if he's running, and then somebody is running against him,
yeah,
likely. And that person doesn't want him to run, so what difference does it make? They'll look for any mud to smear someone with.
Right, so you're not running. He's running, that's why they're targeting him, because he's more of a threat to their little whatever power structure they have in the LP of Ohio.
Yeah, you should hear him talk about it. They're all... they all think that it's really important the successes they have, and it's kind of a joke. Really,
how many? Let's talk about their success. How is the LP of Ohio doing? How many elected people do they have in office? How many members are they converting? What are they doing? What is it that the Libertarian Party of Ohio has done to put themselves on the map?
The only thing that they've been successful at, and I'll give them this, they were able to get ballot access. But the funniest part about that is the so-called radicals and anarchists they hate on all the time were the ones that went around and got the signatures to get them ballot access.
Hmm.
So they pretty much, they're Glenn Beck libertarians, all of them, especially
Glenn
the ones from Southern Ohio. Yeah.
And there are people like that all over the place, and it's one of the reasons why the LP really left a bad taste in my mouth. They just have drifted over the last decade away from the ideas of liberty and have watered down their premises on the basis of hoping that it'll get them a few more votes. And we've seen the numbers, and it just doesn't work out. But that doesn't mean they're still not pushing for it, because these are political people who they want to get as much power as they possibly can aggregated to themselves. And if all they can get is power over the Ohio LP or the national LP, then darn it, that's something more than they got in the Republican Party or the Democrat Party.
You know, I used to go around as a radio sales guy from business to business and talk to people. And this one businessman I talked to when I was doing radio sales, he acted like he'd never heard of the Libertarian Party. I don't know whether he had or not. But his assessment off the top of his head was that this idea is never going to work of this third party. From it's just people who want to feel important and be part of a party process and make themselves kings of little molehills and that kind of thing. And I think to a large extent that's true. I think the Libertarian Party is a great venue for educating people about the ideas of liberty, because it, you know, adds some kind of credence. We're a political party. People pay attention to that, especially around election time, and it's a great opportunity for people to run and educate people, through that venue. the idea that, you know, that this power, you know, all the bickering that goes on within the party is going to get anything done as far as getting someone elected. If we just change this about the platform, suddenly we'll have 2% of the vote instead of 1. To me, it just doesn't matter that much. The party should be about education, not about trying to win.
So, I mean, Corey, what do you think? Are you going to redouble your efforts to try to take over the Libertarian Party of Ohio so you can win it back for liberty?
I don't think that was my intention in the first place. I pretty much publicly come out even before this and told people that I have no real expectations for the Libertarian Party in general. It's not that I agree with what Mark says about it. I think it's a great tool, a great asset. But, I also have to say that I don't think it's going to be the way that we win. If we ever achieve liberty, I don't think it's going to be through political means. I don't think it's a creative, really, creativity is where it's going to come down to. And it's not a creative venue. It sucks the creativity and the energy out of people that could be out doing actual activism and actually educating people.
That's a great thing to say. I think you're spot on with that because when you get into the political party world, it's, well, you do it this way or you won't win. And, you know, you've got to wear a suit and you've got to do this and you've got to do that. And you've got to conform yourself to the way it's done.
Pretty much. And I also there was one speech I thought was really interesting that the candidate for VLP in 2004, Michael Badnarik, he got up and said he pretty much blasted the party too and said,
okay,
you know, pretty much the same things we're saying here.
It's one of the main reasons why a lot of people, including, I imagine, Michael Badnarik, who is a Free State Project participant, have joined the Free State Project and are going to make the move. And, you know, if anything, Corey, all of this threat from Wayne Allen Root, this political hack, is really a compliment to your show, The Voice of Radical Dissent, because, I mean, if you were just a piddly little show that meant nothing, then they wouldn't be threatening you. So they must really think that you've got some influence out there. And I thank you for the call tonight and the story. I appreciate hearing from you. More coming up. You can bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Hey, America, how do you use WebEx?
We use WebEx for our fantasy baseball draft.
I use WebEx to record meetings, so anyone who misses it can see it, hear it, and get up to speed quickly.
My son came home from school sick yesterday. Thanks to WebEx, I didn't miss the client meeting. I saw everything right on my cell phone.
Got an idea? Start a WebEx. Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others, cross town or cross country. Share presentations. Conduct training sessions. You can even pass the ball and let others take control. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code FREETRIAL to get a free trial and a free VoIP headset. Remember that code, FREETRIAL. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com. Free headsets available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details. Go to WebEx.com and click the radio graphic and enter promo code Free trial.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Good morning, gardeners. Want lighter pots, better drainage, then forget the rocks. Hi, this is Paul Pringer from the Paul Pringer Garden Club. A lot of gardeners ask me if rocks are the best for drainage in the bottom of their pots. Not anymore. Now use Better Than Rocks, a new non-woven mesh material made of 100% recycled plastic. You place it in the bottom of your window boxes, your outdoor containers, houseplant containers for optimal plant drainage. Better Than Rocks helps oxygen reach the plant's roots, allows better nutritional absorption necessary for good growth and lush plants. Plus, you'll save money using less soil. The material is easy to use, and your pots will be much lighter. So go to betterthanrocks.com today And for a $10 discount off a 16 by 96 inch roll, use the code PAULP at checkout. That's betterthanrocks.com. Better Than Rocks will get you growing.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
You can bring up whatever you want, toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian here.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where the features are completely free. And if you want to support the show, you can do that by shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Just enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of the sale. You're still going to do the shopping. You're going to have to get what you're going to get. You might as well get it through Amazon.freetalklive.com because you know Amazon. They've got great prices and a huge selection. Even used items are available through Amazon, and we'll get a cut on whatever you decide to buy. So if you need to save a few extra bucks and go used, or you want to buy brand new and get free Super Saver shipping on a whole bunch of products, either way you go, Free Talk Live gets a slice of the sale if you enter through Amazon.freetalklive.com. As we continue taking your phone calls about what you want, coming up, Mark, you're going to tell us something about Afghanistan. That what would you say about it? Is it chilling in Afghanistan?
Well, the people in Afghanistan are pretty pissed about some people in Afghanistan are pretty pissed about something.
We'll get to that here in a bit. Your calls first, though, going to Contractor Jim calling from Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live.
Congratulations, guys. Your blog on the homepage today is also on the front page of our Cleveland Plain Dealer newspaper. I hope Corey will find that today.
Our blog on our website is on the front page of what, a newspaper in Ohio?
Yeah, the biggest newspaper in Cleveland, Ohio. It's the story relates to speeding tickets with estimates by the cops.
Oh, okay.
Estimates okay for speeding ticket as the court rules.
So what, the cop can just say, hey, it looked like you were going 100.
Well, the case took place over in Copley, west of Akron, and apparently it's probably the same bloody court that I was into. And I took seven or eight people with me, and we did a routine when the cop issued me a stop sign ticket when I'd gone through a stop sign at 1 in the morning. And first of all, it's none of his damn business if it's a piece of sheet metal and an iron post, which manifestly it is at that time of the day, and there's only one car in the road.
Mm-hmm.
And then he issues me a ticket for the location where the private drives comes out from the National Guard Army. He didn't even get his GPS locator fixed on where the proper intersection was. The judge amends the ticket and still takes the money. I mean, it's you know, traffic mill.
The Ohio Supreme Court ruled that an officer's visual estimation of speed is enough to support a conviction if the officer is trained, certified by a training academy, and experienced in watching for speeders.
You know, I don't see how this wouldn't have already been the case, though. I mean, how did they give speeding tickets before they had radar guns?
I mean, they didn't.
Yes, they did.
Oh, they did.
I heard that a U.S. president got a speeding ticket on a horse in Washington, D.C. I think it was Ulysses S. Grant back in the 1870s.
And I guess they just gave
required the officer, whomever it was, to give him the ticket because, you know, well, he's magnanimous. So, you know, how'd that guy give him a ticket?
Well, I guess it's just that they just hand him out and people pay him, right, because they're obedient and they'll go along with whatever. Thanks for bringing that up. Yeah, it is one of the top stories on our website right now. What else did you want to share tonight, Jim?
Well, for one thing, when you have Dale on eventually, I think he comes on occasionally.
Should be tomorrow night.
Oh, well, okay, I might call in. I don't know if I'm going to be online again to do that. He's had experience with Wachovia. Well, 2 years ago at this time, my brother was chairman of Wachovia down there in Charlotte.
Okay.
He was a walk-on to replace Ken Thompson when they threw him overboard, and I could probably send a dozen links to Dale's email if he wants to talk about some of the god-awful manipulations that were going on in the Charlotte Observer and the newspapers down there, pointed out how they basically, you know, screwed and tattooed all the stockholders for those assets in the financial holding company. But it's a mess. Yeah. It'll probably happen again at the end of the summer here.
Well, thanks for that. I appreciate you sharing. And you're certainly welcome to reach out to Dale as you would prefer.
I'm not yet acquainted with Corey Moore and Curtis Liston, but it sounds like they're on the right track. My objection to the Libertarian Party of Ohio, or practically any Libertarian group that I've been involved with, they would let the attorneys come in and pretend they're going to tell us what the law is, which is ridiculous. I consider the Ohio Bar Association to be an oxymoron.
What do you mean by that?
Well, what's BAR stand for?
British.
I don't know. I've heard different claims about that.
The fine print, presumably British Accredited Registry. It's not Ohio, it's British.
Yeah, I've heard that one before, and I don't know. I've seen lawyers be confused about that. They don't even know. Some of them don't even know what it means.
Well, we've gone through the formalities here a long time ago. Even 1986, I believe, when Bill Benson came through. He was on the way to New Jersey to lecture over there. And, of course, the website is thelawthatneverwas.com.
And what is that?
Well, the 16th, and once again, if you remember the website, thelawthatneverwas.com. And he'll supply the documents pretty much at cost, demonstrating the total fraud of both the 16th and the 17th Amendment. I am in the district over here where Jim Traficant is the independent, Jim Graham's Republican, and the incumbent's Tim Ryan. Well, I'd like to hear any one of these three say, we don't need to talk about the 16th Amendment being repealed. It's fraud. Just throw it out. Start over, see? And the same way with the 17th Amendment, as it becomes fraud based on the evidence that Bill has in the file. I'll send it to you there from Chicago.
What's the 17th Amendment do?
17th is the what makes the senators no longer beholden to the state.
It takes away the sovereignty of the states. They no longer are represented by the legislature and the governor with their representative to the upper house called the United States Senate. Instead, the people allowed to run for the Senate are controlled by the plutocrats and those arranging the political parties.
Now, there's a very, very bright attorney named Jeffrey Dickstein, who I believe is working on the 16th Amendment issue right now. Have you heard about that?
Well, I'm more concerned about the common people understanding the difference between statute, ordinance, and code, and what would be called real law, which would be morality, like the Ten Commandments or our basic morality within our church groups, meaning people who believe in something virtuous and not the administrative proclamations of people who serve as government.
That's a good point. And what you're saying there is that the things that people tend to call laws are, in point of fact, not. They are statutes. And statutes are the codified rules of a society. They are not laws. Laws are things that are immutable. Laws are things that are unquestionable. The law of gravity, for instance, or other natural laws. The laws of consequences, for your actions. And I thank you for your call tonight, Jim.
Well,
appreciate hearing from you.
800-259-9231.
That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We continue with your calls. Kurt is listening in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Kurt.
How's it going, guys?
Hey, Kurt. What's on your mind tonight?
I'm the infamous Curtis Liston here, a friend of Corey Moore. It seems like a big Ohio party here tonight. So
it
I'm
does
glad
seem
you
like
have
that.
Have the opportunity to call your fine program.
So you're the guy that is running for the chairman of the LP in Ohio, and you are under attack.
Well, kind of. Let me help Corey. I think he was a little Minnesota. I am actually running for District 44, which here in Akron, I'm for State House of Representatives.
I see.
I'm not running for state chairman, but certain people in the party seem to, yes, definitely have it out for me. I seem to like to be the whipping boy and scapegoat of the Ohio LP. Interesting if second caller was just on talking about Jim Traffic, and I'm endorsed by Jim Traffic, and I know Jim Traffic personally, and it seems a little bit like I'm the now Traficant of the Libertarian Party, everybody's problem, because I talk about the truth, and I actually stand for principles, and I'm out there every day in the rain, I get spit on, I get chased by dogs, I'm knocking on doors, I've been, maced by the police. I'm an activist who's become a political force because I believe in liberty, I believe in the Libertarian Party. That's why I joined the Libertarian Party the day after I voted for Ron Paul in 2008, March 6, 2008. I joined the Libertarian Party, and I've been killing myself every day since then. And it, to me, is an outrage what is going on right now.
Well, what is going on? I mean, what are you experiencing here? Because, like you said, you say that you're principled, and I presume these other guys are not. They sound to me like the typical political hack jobs that have been coming into the Libertarian Party for years and just destroying it from the inside out.
No, I agree with you wholeheartedly. We were listening on the internet here to what Corey said, and I believe him wholeheartedly. I went to the convention to stand up for what I've sunken 2 years of my life into. My marriage has been constantly on the rocks. I have a 2.5-year-old daughter because of I believe in this. I believe in this with all of my heart. I had a great opportunity to meet Ernie Hancock at the convention, and our state chairman said horrible things about Ernie Hancock. Horrible, horrible things, saying that if Ernie became the chair, he would be banned from Ohio. This is ridiculous. And I got the pleasure to meet him, someone that I respect, because it's someone who's been in the trenches like me, and I'm in the trenches right now. I knock on doors every day trying to get support for my campaign. We can win here in Ohio. You were talking earlier about the highest office in the LPO, and the highest right now is we have a city councilman in Giana, Ohio, which is a suburb of Columbus.
Well, there you go. That's something. At least it's not just the dog catcher. You know, if you want to tell me a little bit more about your situation, you're welcome to. Hang on. We can bring you back here in hour number two, although I don't know if you can win in Ohio. Maybe you're right. I'd love to be proven wrong.
If you're running, you might as well believe that you're going to win.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah, you don't. Okay, well, more coming up here in a moment. You can bring up anything. Hour two's on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumathin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumathinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumathinPlus.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.